Q, first workout, first combine together in Indianapolis, 2015. What are you thinking?
I was, cool part is watching the guys together. It's kind of just like being back home and in the office, and when we sit down and put the tape on and watch a player. So it's kind of like an extension of that in a way. So they just come here and do the same thing.
Well, we sit there and we watch these guys that we've been talking about and watching over the last 2 weeks, get a chance to see them on the field and move around. Obviously, they're in shorts. We'd love to see them in contact. Then we flip it around and we, you know, have an opportunity to interview them. Those interviews yesterday I thought were interesting. We'd have another big group today.
That was cool. The part of the guys who said they were going to go for it last night, the tight ends and the O-line, and then to see which guys out here wanted to go compete and battle for it, it totally came through of guys who were absolutely maxing it out. So, of the, you know, from the guys we interviewed, it totally showed up on the field today. That way, that mindset. So I was fired up about that.
Well, I think, you know, you get a chance to see them compete against some of the best talent, at least side by side, which we've always said is important. And then you, being from Jersey and the bench press being so important.
Very important.
Did you go down to the bench today, by the way?
Not today. Okay. Yeah, so it crushed me not being down there for that. But okay. It is absolutely one of my favorite events here. So I'm kind of fired up to go through the whole process again tonight. We got a bunch of rushers. We got a bunch of D linemen, a bunch of linebackers. And to see, it's better going through the interview the night before, seeing who wants to, you know, what they're going to do tomorrow in the workout, and then have it come through the very next day and see what they do. Painting a picture the night before by them and then seeing them bring it to life the next day is pretty cool.
I found it interesting yesterday in the interviews. Virtually everyone we had in for those interviews, Q, they were all talking about, you know, one of the things that they really crave in their teammates is hard work, aggressiveness, and looking for no excuse people.
Yep.
You talk about rule two, right? What's rule two?
No excuses, no whining, no complaining. And really, the best thing about that, it's like taking ownership of it. And so for these guys to do that, saying, all right, I want to take ownership of what I'm doing. I'm not going to put blame on anybody else. Like, it's our work, how we go. And so there was definitely a bunch of guys who, as a pet peeve of not their teammate not working hard, you can tell how bad they want to compete. And I agree with you. There hasn't been anybody come through that we've seen. I'm not going to work. I'm going to wait till my pro day, unless they were hurt. So the fact that guys wanted to go for it, that fired me up.
Well, that you know, we know that's going to be a big part of, you know, how we build this, right? And you, I can already see it coming into the building. I mean, there's no one's dragging their butts around. You know, they're not. There's no dauber down. Everyone's up and they're ready to go. You're not going to allow that to happen. I can tell.
No, it's been awesome. And then just getting here, even when I walked in for the first time, just knowing, all right, this is our first draft together to go through it. I was fired up going here, and then once, you know, we kind of got into town, it was like, all right, it's on. So it started right from the very first time of going through it, and then seeing these guys today. It's just the start of it, you know.
Well, I mean, we also, look, this is, interestingly enough, we come in that Wednesday and we had our team dinner, right, with all the coaches and the scouts and the personnel. And here we are, our owner's coming in today, Arthur's coming in with a couple people, and we're going to sit down and have dinner again at St. Elmo's. That's two St. Elmo's in a couple days, man. I don't know about that. You got to maintain the diet a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's out the window this week for sure. But, I'm fired up to see these guys, have them come in tonight and be a part of the interview. So it's on with the next phase of it. So big op for us this week and trying to max it out for you and I as much as we can too. So that's why, like, having this opportunity to be up here watching it sit together and then Steve kind of keep feeding us the information on some of the guys as we're going through. Some we have seen together on tape, some we haven't.
Yes.
And so I can't wait to kind of go back and just keep watching them and keep digging and keep finding ways to keep evaluating these guys and keep on them, you know, the whole way through.
Well, interesting you say that about, you know, Sabo and to have the guys like the scouting staff around here, our college director and, you know, other people around talking about these guys. They have so much more background up to this point. That's always something that brings it to life, right? Instead of looking at 30 different players and you're one name after another, you know, especially some of those guys that are kind of in the middle, guys that we don't know a whole bunch about. Yep. To be able to get that sort of narrative is important.
I think we've got a unique group of guys, and that way, for me, it helps me have a better understanding of what some of the strengths are of some of these guys and then how we can best feature them on the field. And so for them to have this clear of a picture, all the work they've done on them scouting, and then this final phase of it for us, it's really cool to see it all come to life right now.
I agree. I mean, that staff, I mean, I've said it time and again. I mean, our personnel staff, they work their butts off. And they, as you know, and we've talked a lot about this, they've been on the road for basically, or focusing on this draft for 14 months. A lot of people don't know that, right?
Yeah.
They think, well, it just started in
August or something.
Through August, but they've been doing so much work on it, and they're sort of the unsung heroes of of this whole thing, and putting together teams, you know. And I think to be able to be recognized again, our group, as you know, you've sat through it for, you know, two sets of meetings, and you've gotten to see a chance to see how they interact, and the information that they pull out is, like, to me, it's invaluable.
Yeah, the details that they're coming up with, it's been huge. So, and it's not just, you know, the guys who were the first round or the second round players. It's all the way through, like a whole bunch of these guys aren't getting drafted, but they're going to be critical guys who are going to be free agents, who has the stuff to be with us. So it's been awesome. Like, I feel like we're just getting started in that way with all these guys in this week. So it's starting off great, man. I can't wait to keep rolling. All right, man, you ready? Let's go hit this thing. We got a bunch of meetings tonight, dinner with Arthur. Let's go let it rip.
Let's do it. Let's get out of here.